Sci-Fi Party Line.
And we're going to talk about Doctor Who, Waters of Mars. We've been waiting on this episode for, like, I don't know, 8 years.
I was just like, I'm going to accept this no matter what it is.
The thing is, for me, I'm rarely disappointed.
It was a mild letdown for me. I mean, they're there. There's this infection in the water. It's spreading. We need to get away. I mean, that's pretty much sums it up.
So, you know, sure, you know, the water on this planet turns your mouth into a goo from the Herculoid.
What was with the wacky running music? I mean, it was like, wonka, wonka, wonka.
When the place blew up, I'm like, holy shit, they all died.
They sort of pulled a fast one on us.
He wants to change time. There's no one to stop him.
He said he was Time Lord Victorious.
He is a freaking master of space and time. And I have seen better manipulations of temporal timelines by Bill and Ted.
I thought that this was a real game changer.
Talking about people on Earth are looking up, and the woman who was supposed to be on Mars shows up dead in her foyer. Then you got crazy, what's her name, running down the street going, oh, the doctor in a box, the people on the inside.
It's so heartwarming and British that we, well, pardon me, UK-ish, we don't even have an equivalent.
No.